The next word is estimate. English. He estimated that the project would take a month. Punjabi. Asniandajalaya ki project nu ek mahina lejga. Breakdown. Asni. Colon, he, pronoun in the third person singular. Andaja. Colon, estimate. Laya. Colon, past tense of. Lana. To put, to place, which in this context means, to estimate. Key. Colon, at, conjunction. Project. Colon, project. Nu. Colon, to, preposition. Ek. Colon, one. Mahina. Colon, month. Lejga. Colon, future tense of. Lagna. To take, to require. Key concepts. The word Andaja is often used for estimates. Lagna is a versatile verb that can mean to take, to require, to need, or to feel like. English. He estimated that the project would take a month. Punjabi. Asni Andaja Laya Ki Project Nu Ek Mahina Lejga. The next word is favorite. English. My favorite color is blue. Punjabi. Mera Mana Pasand Rang Neela Hai. Breakdown. Mera. My possessive pronoun. Mana Pasand. Favorite adjective. Rang. Color noun. Neela. Blue, adjective. Hair. Is, verb, present tense. This is a simple sentence in Punjabi that demonstrates the use of possessive pronouns, adjectives, and verbs. Notice the word order. Possessive pronoun plus adjective plus noun plus adjective plus verb. This is a common word order in Punjabi sentences. The next word is difficulty. English. This work is very difficult. Punjabi. A kaam bahut mushkil hai. Breakdown. A. Ik. This demonstrative pronoun, kaam. Kaam. Work, noun, bahut. Bahut. Very, adverb, mushkil. Mushkil. Difficult, adjective, high. Hair is present tense of the verb to be. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronouns indicate which person or thing is being referred to. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. Adjectives describe nouns. The verb to be in Punjabi is high. Hair in the present tense. English. This work is very difficult. Punjabi. A kaam bahut mushkil hai. The next word is purchase. English. I purchased a new book. Punjabi. Main navi kitab khareedi hai. Main navi kitab khareedi hai. Breakdown. Main. I, subject pronoun, ik. Ik. A slash one, indefinite article, navi. Navi. New, adjective, kitab. Kitab. Book, noun, khareedi. Khareedi. Purchased, past tense verb, hai. Hai. Is, auxiliary verb. Key concept. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, adjectives agree with the noun in gender. Kitab. Kitab is feminine, so the adjective, navi, navi, must also be feminine. Past tense. The past tense of verbs in Punjabi is formed by adding a suffix to the verb stem. In this case, khareed, kharid. To purchase becomes khareedi, kharidi. English. I purchased a new book. Punjabi. Mek Navi Kitab Khareedi Hai. Main Ek Navi Kitab Khareedi Hai. The next word is shoot. English. He shot the ball into the basket. Punjabi. Us Niganda New Basket Vich Shoot Keita. Breakdown. Usni. He, masculine singular pronoun. Ganda. Ball, masculine noun. New. Object marker. Basket. Basket, masculine noun. Vich. In, preposition. Shoot. Shot, verb, past tense. Keita. Did. Past tense helper verb. Key concepts. Object marker. New. Is used to mark the direct object of the verb. It is similar to the English preposition, to, in this case, preposition. Which. Indicates location, and translates to, in English. Past tense. Shoot. Is the past tense of the verb. Shoot. To shoot. Past tense helper verb. Keita. Is used to mark the past tense of the verb in Punjabi. Remember. Ganda. Is a masculine noun, so the object marker is. New. If it was a feminine noun, the object marker would be. New. Translation. He shot the ball into the basket. The next word is announce. English. They announced the arrival of the guest. Punjabi.
Unha ne mahiman de aunda elan kita.
Breakdown. Unha. They, plural pronoun.
Ne.
Have, helping verb, indicates past tense.
Mahiman.
Guest.
The.
Of, possessive particle.
Aun.
Arrival, gerund.
The.
Of, possessive particle.
Elan.
Announcement.
Kita.
Did, past tense of the verb, karana, to do. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Punjabi nouns have gender, which is reflected in the possessive particles.
The.
Vs.
The.
For feminine nouns. In this case, the noun.
Mahiman.
Guest, is masculine, so we use the masculine possessive particle.
The.
Gerund. The word.
Aun.
Arrival, functions as a gerund, which is a verb form used as a noun. This sentence uses the simple past tense, indicating an action that happened in the past. The word, announced, is translated by the verb.
Kita.
And the noun phrase.
Elan.
Announcement. The phrase.
Mahiman de aunda.
Of the guest's arrival, functions as the object of the verb. The next word is unless. English. He won't go unless his mother goes too. Punjabi.
Us de manal na javti us nu na jana.
Breakdown. Us de. His possessive pronoun.
Ma.
Mother.
Nal.
With.
Na jav.
Will not go, future tense.
T.
And, conjunction.
Us.
He.
Knew.
To, this is an oblique object marker, meaning it's not the direct object of the verb, but used to indicate indirect relationship.
Na jana.
Will not go, future tense. Note that the word, unless, is understood within the construction of the sentence. There is no direct translation of the word. Unless, is implied in the conditional construction. Naal is often used in Punjabi to express the idea of, with, or, along with, and is often used with people. English. He won't go unless his mother goes too. Punjabi.
Asti ma naal na javti asnu na jana.
The next word is independent. English. He is an independent person. Punjabi.
Ohik azad vyakati hai.
Breakdown.
Oh.
: This is the Punjabi word for he or she. It is a pronoun.
Ik.
: This means one or a. It is a determiner.
Azad.
: This means independent and is an adjective.
Vyakati.
: This means person. It is a noun.
He.
: This is the Punjabi verb, is, or, to be, in the present tense. This sentence uses the standard Punjabi word order. Subject, he, determiner, one, adjective, independent, noun, person, and then the verb, is. The punctuation is the same as in English. English. He is an independent person. Punjabi.
Ohik azad vyakati hai.
The next word is recommend. English. I recommend that you eat this delicious food. Punjabi.
Main tuhanu sipaarish karda haan ki tusi ik suadi bhojan khao.
Breakdown.
Main.
I.
Tuhanu.
You, formal.
Sipaarish.
Recommendation.
Karada.
Do, present tense, masculine singular.
Ha.
Am.
Ki.
That.
To see.
You.
Ik.
This.
Suadi.
Delicious.
Bhojan.
Food.
Khao.
Eat, imperative plural. Key concepts. The use of
ki.
That is important to mark the beginning of a subordinate clause. The sentence uses the formal form of you.
Tuhanu.
Which is more respectful. The verb
karada
is in the present tense and masculine singular because the subject is
me.
I. The imperative form
kao
is used to tell someone to do something. English. I recommend that you eat this delicious food. Punjabi.
Main tuhanu siparish karda haan ki tusi ik suadi bhojan khao.
The next word is survey. English. The survey will ask people about their favorite foods. Punjabi.
Survey kun loka toon ha de mana pasand kane bare puchega.
Breakdown.
Survey kun.
Survey. It is pronounced survey kan.
Loka.
People. It is pronounced lokan.
To.
From. It is pronounced tun.
Unha.
There. It is pronounced unhan.
De.
Of. It is pronounced they.
Manapasand.
Favorite. It is pronounced manpasand.
Kane.
Food, plural. It is pronounced kane.
Bare.
About. It is pronounced bare.
Puchega.
Will ask. It is pronounced puchiga. Key concepts.
To
and
de
are postpositions. These follow a noun and usually modify that noun. The verb
puchega
is in the future tense. English. The survey will ask people about their favorite foods. Punjabi. Survey kun loka toon haade mana person kane baare puchega. The next word is many. English. There are many books in the library. Punjabi. Kitab karein vich bahut sa kitabun hain. Breakdown. Kitab karein. This is a compound word meaning library. Kitab means book and karana means house or place. Which. This is a preposition meaning in or inside. Bahut sa. This is a phrase meaning many or a lot of. Kitabun. This is the plural form of kitab, meaning books. Hain. This is the plural form of the verb to be in the present tense. This sentence uses the simple present tense and demonstrates how to use plural forms of nouns in Punjabi. English. There are many books in the library. Punjabi. Kitab karein vich bahut sa kitabun hain. The next word is majority. English. The majority of the students in the class are from Punjab. Punjabi. Class vich ziyadatar vidyarthi Punjab tohan. Breakdown. Class. Class. Vich. In. Sihadiyadatar. Majority. Most. Vidyarthi. Students. Punjab. Punjab. To. From. Hun. Are. Key concepts. The word Sihadiyadatar is used to express the majority. The sentence structure is subject-verb-object. The word to is used to indicate the origin or source. Translation. The majority of the students in the class are from Punjab. The next word is stick. English. The stick is on the ground. Punjabi. La kuri ki chedi, a kuri ki chedi, I makron zamin ti hai. Breakdown. La kuri ki chedi, a kuri ki chedi, I makron. Stick, feminine. Zamin. Ground. Ti. On. Hai. Is. Key concepts. The word la kuri ki chedi, a kuri ki chedi, I makron. For stick is feminine in Punjabi, so the verb hai is also in the feminine form. The word ti is a postposition that indicates location, and it is used with the noun zamin to show that the stick is on the ground. English. The stick is on the ground. Punjabi. La kuri ki chedi, a kuri ki chedi, I makron zamin ti hai. The next word is request. English. He requested a glass of water. Punjabi. Usne ek glass pani mangia. Breakdown. Usne. Usne, he slash she. Ik. Ik, one. Glass. Glass, glass. Pani. Pani, water. Mangia. Mangia, requested. The word. Mangia. is the past tense of the verb. Mandana. Manna, which means to request. This sentence uses the direct object structure, where the object of the verb mangya. Mangya is ikglaspani. Ikglaspani. The next word is rich. English. He is a rich man. Punjabi. Uhikami radami hai. Breakdown. : This is the Punjabi word for he. It is the subject of the sentence. : This is the Punjabi word for a or one. It is used as a quantifier before the noun. Ameer : This is the Punjabi word for rich. It is an adjective describing the noun. Adami : This is the Punjabi word for man. It is the noun that is being described by the adjective. Hair : This is the Punjabi word for is. It is the verb that connects the subject to the rest of the sentence. Key concepts. Subject-verb-object structure. Punjabi follows a typical subject-verb-object sentence structure, just like English. Noun-adjective order. In Punjabi, adjectives typically precede the noun they modify. Gender agreement. Punjabi uses gender-specific words for nouns and pronouns, such as he and she. Memorization tip. Notice how the Punjabi sentence follows a very similar structure to the English sentence. This will help you remember the words and how to use them. The next word is wind. English. The wind is blowing hard today. Punjabi. Aj hawa tezi naal chaldi hai. Breakdown. Aj. This means today and is a common word in Punjabi. Hawa. This is the word for wind. Tezi. This means speed or force. Naal. This is a preposition meaning with or by. Chaldi. This is the present tense of the verb to move or to blow, meaning is blowing. High. This is the present tense of the verb to be, meaning is. Key concepts. Present tense. The sentence uses the present tense to describe an action happening now. Prepositions. The preposition naal is crucial for expressing the idea of the wind blowing with force. Word order. Punjabi word order is generally subject-verb-object, similar to English. Translation. Today the wind is blowing with force. The next word is non. English. There is no one here. Punjabi. Koi vi nahi hai. Breakdown. Koi. Koi, any, or someone. In this case, it means no one. The. Roman 6 emphasizes the negation, not even one. Nahi. Nahi, not. He. Hi, is. This sentence uses the emphatic negation, koi vi nahi, to express the absence of anyone. This construction is common in Punjabi to emphasize the lack of something. The next word is exchange. English. We exchanged gifts. Punjabi. AAS Hindi A Hindi Anusvarni Tofan Naradan Pradan Kiita. Breakdown. AAS Hindi A Hindi Anusvar. : This is the plural form of the pronoun we, and is used for both masculine and feminine genders. Remember that. AAS Hindi A Hindi Anusvar is very useful to know. : This means have, and is used for the past tense of verbs in Punjabi. In this case, we are indicating an action was already completed. Tofan. Colon, this means gifts, and is a plural noun. Na. Colon, this is a possessive particle used to connect gifts to the action of exchanging. In this case, na is acting as a possessive marker, like of in English. A non-pronoun. Colon, this literally means giving and taking, and is used to describe the action of exchanging. Kita. Colon, this is the past tense form of the verb to do, and signifies an action that is already completed. Key concept. Punjabi uses a specific grammatical structure for expressing actions that have already happened. In this case, the subject. AAS, Hindi, Hindi, Anusva. Is followed by the particle. Ni. And then the past tense form of the verb. Kita. Remember. Ni. Is used with the past tense of verbs to indicate that the action has already been completed. The next word is budget. English. We must budget our money carefully. Punjabi. Sanu apne paise da budget savadhani naal banauna chahida hai. Breakdown. Sanu means to us. This is the dative case, and marks the indirect object of the verb. Apne means our, and is possessive case of the pronoun. This is the object of the preposition. Da. Paise means money, masculine. This is the object of the preposition. Da. Da means of. This is a possessive case marker. Budget means budget, masculine. Savadhani naal means carefully. Savadhani means caution and naal means with. Banauna means to create. This is an infinitive. Chahida hai means should, a modal verb. Key concepts. The dative case is used to indicate the recipient of the action. The possessive case is used to indicate ownership. The preposition the is used to indicate possession, and is attached to the noun that is possessed. English. We must budget our money carefully. Punjabi. Sanu apne paise da budget savadhani naal banauna chahida hai. The next word is famous. English. He is a famous singer. Punjabi. Uhik mashahoor gaik hai. Breakdown. He slash she slash it. Ik. A slash an. Mashahoor. Mashor. Famous. Gaik. Gaik. Singer. Hi. Is slash am slash are. This sentence uses the simple present tense to describe a state of being. The word. Mashahoor is a very common word used in Punjabi, and you will hear it frequently. English. He is a famous singer. Punjabi. Uhik mashahoor gaik hai. The next word is blood. English. The blood is red. Punjabi. Khoon lal hai. Breakdown. Coon. Coon. Blood. Lal. Lal. Red. Hair. High. Is. Key concepts. The Punjabi word for blood is. Coon. pronounced as coon. The Punjabi word for red is lal, pronounced as lal. The Punjabi word for is hair, pronounced as hi. It is used for singular subjects. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence. It follows the subject-verb-object structure. The subject of the sentence is coon. Blood, and the verb is hair, is the adjective lal. Red modifies the subject. English, the blood is red. Punjabi, coon lal hair. The next word is such. English, she is such a kind person. Punjabi, ohi kini dialu aurat hai. Breakdown. Oh. She slash he. Ik. Ik. A slash one. Ini. In I. Such. Dialu. Dialu. Kind. Aurat. Aurat. Woman slash female. Hair. Hi. Is slash am slash are. Key concepts. Ini. Is used to emphasize the quality of kindness in the sentence. Aurat. Is a feminine noun, hence the use of oh, she, for the subject. English, she is such a kind person. Punjabi, ohi kini dialu aurat hai. The next word is appropriate. English, this dress is appropriate for the occasion. Punjabi, ik kapra mauke lai tukama hai. Breakdown. Ik, this demonstrative pronoun, singular. Kapra, dress, masculine noun. Mauke, occasion, masculine noun, in the dative case, indicating the purpose of the dress. Lai, for, postposition, indicating purpose. Tukama, appropriate, adjective, agreeing with the masculine singular noun. Kapara. Hair. Is, present tense verb, singular, agreeing with the masculine singular noun. Kapara. Key concepts. Gender and number agreement. In Punjabi, adjectives and verbs agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Dative case. The dative case is used to indicate the recipient of an action, or the purpose of something. The postposition, lai, often marks the dative case. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions, instead of prepositions. Postpositions come after the noun they modify. Translation. This dress is appropriate for the occasion. The next word is block. English. They blocked the road. Punjabi. Uhana ne sarak band kar ditti. Breakdown. Uhana. This is the plural pronoun for they, indicating that more than one person blocked the road. Ne. This is the past tense marker for the subject, they, and indicates that the action of blocking happened in the past. Sarak. This means road. Band. This means closed or blocked. Kar. This is the verb to do or to make. Ditti. This is the past tense of the verb to give, which in this context means to make or to cause the road to be blocked. Key concepts. Word order. Punjabi has a flexible word order, but generally, the subject, who did the action, comes first, followed by the verb, what they did, and then the object, what was affected. Tense. Punjabi uses different suffixes to indicate past, present, and future tense. Suffixes. The past tense marker. Ne. Is used when the subject is plural, and the action happened in the past. Translation. They blocked the road. The next word is warm. English. The weather is warm today. Punjabi. Aaj ka mausam garam hai. Breakdown. Aaj. Today, this is the word for today in Punjabi. It is used for any day, not just the current day, but the one in discussion. Ka. A possessive particle. This connects the noun, mausam, to aaj, and essentially means, of. Mausam. Weather, this word means, weather. It can also mean, season. Garam. Warm slash hot, this word means, warm, or, hot. Note, it's also used to describe spicy food. High. Is, this is the Punjabi present tense form of the verb, to be. Important grammatical concept. The Punjabi sentence follows a subject-verb-object, SVO, word order, similar to English. English. The weather is warm today. Punjabi. Aaj ka mausam garam hai. The next word is count. English. We counted the birds in the garden. Punjabi. Asi bagiche vich panchiyan di ginati kiti. Breakdown. Asi. We, subject pronoun. Bagiche. Garden, masculine noun. Vich. In, postposition. Panchiya. Birds, plural noun. Di. Of, possessive marker. Ginati. Count, noun. Kiti. Did, past tense verb. Key concepts. Postpositions. In Punjabi, postpositions are used to show relationships between words, similar to prepositions in English. Possessive marker. The possessive marker. The. Is used to show possession. Past tense. The past tense verb. Kiti. Is formed by adding. Quotes, Hindi Gandhi, quotes. To the verb stem. English. We counted the birds in the garden. Punjabi. Asi bagiche vich panchiya di ginati kiti. The next word is scene. English. The scene was beautiful. Punjabi. Drish sudarsi. Breakdown. Drish. Pronounced drish is the Punjabi word for scene. Sudar. Pronounced sundar is the Punjabi word for beautiful. See. Pronounced see is the Punjabi word for was. This sentence is in the simple past tense, meaning that the scene was beautiful in the past. The word order of the sentence is subject-verb-object. In Punjabi, the word order is similar to English. This is a common phrase in Punjabi, and will be useful in everyday conversation. The next word is writer. English. The writer is famous for his books. Punjabi. Lekhak apniya kitaba lai mashhoor hai. Lekhak apniya kitaba lai mashhoor hai. Breakdown. Lekhak. Means writer. It's the subject of the sentence. Apniyan. Means his or her slash there. It's a possessive adjective modifying. Kitabun. Kitabun. Means books. It's the object of the preposition. Lay. Lay. Means for. It's a preposition connecting the object of the sentence. Kitabun. With the adjective. Mashhur. Mashhur. Means famous. It's the adjective describing the writer. Hi. Is the present tense of the verb, to be. The sentence uses the simple present tense, indicating that the writer is always famous for his or her books. It also emphasizes the writer's fame. This is a good sentence to learn, because it uses several common words. The next word is content. English. The content of the book is very interesting. Punjabi. Kitab da samagri bahut dilchasp hai. Breakdown. Kitab. Kitab. Book. Da. Da. Of possessive marker, indicating the book's content. Samagri. Samgari. Content. Bahut. Bahut. Very. Dilchasp. Dilchasp. Interesting. Hi. Is present tense, singular. Key concepts. Possessive marker. The. Shows that the content belongs to the book. Noun. Samagri. Is the noun, the subject of the sentence. Adjective. Dilchasp. Describes the noun, indicating its quality. Verb. Hai. Is the verb, indicating the state of being interesting. English. The content of the book is very interesting. Punjabi. Kitab da samagri bahut dilchasp hai. The next word is prevent. English. We should prevent accidents. Punjabi. Asinu had so high. High. Rockan. Chahirai. Breakdown. Asin. We. Nu. To slash for us, dative case marker. Had so. Accident, s. Rockan. To prevent. Chahirai. Should slash ought to. Note. Rockan. Is the infinitive form of the verb, to prevent, in Punjabi. Chahirai. Is a modal verb, which indicates obligation, or necessity. English. We should prevent accidents. The next word is safe. English. The house is safe. Punjabi. Ghar surakhit hai. Breakdown. Ghar. Da. House. Surakhit. Surakhit. Safe. Hai. Hai. Is. Key concepts. The Punjabi word for is. Hai. Hai. And it is used with singular subjects. The word order in Punjabi is subject object verb, SOV, so the subject. Kar. Da. House comes first, then the object. Surakhit. Surakhit. Safe, and finally the verb. Hai. Hai. Is. English. The house is safe. Punjabi. Ghar surakhit hai. The next word is invite. English. You are invited to the party. Punjabi. Tusi party de sade ho. Breakdown. Tusi. You, formal plural, this is the subject of the sentence. Party. Party. This is the object of the preposition. day. On, at, this is a preposition that indicates location. Sunday. Invited, past participle, this is the main verb in the sentence, indicating that you have been invited. Or, are, present tense, this is the auxiliary verb that helps to form the passive voice. Key concepts. Passive voice. The sentence is in the passive voice, which means that the action, inviting, is being done to the subject, you. Formal language. The Punjabi sentence uses formal language, which is appropriate when addressing someone in a formal setting. English. You are invited to the party. Punjabi.
Tusi party de Sunday ho.
The next word is last. English. He was the last one to leave. Punjabi.
Uha hari wala si jo gaya.
Breakdown.
Oh.
He slash she slash it.
Ahari.
Last.
Wala.
One, this is used to indicate something that is the last of its kind.
See. Was. Jo.
Who slash that?
Gia.
Went. Key concepts. The word.
Ahari.
Means, last, and it is often followed by
Vala.
To denote the last one of a set, or group. The word
Jo.
Acts as a relative pronoun, connecting the clause about the person, who left with the clause about, who was the last. English. He was the last one to leave. Punjabi.
Uha hari wala si jo gaya.
The next word is mix. English. The chef mixes the spices. Punjabi.
Rasoiye ne masale mila dete.
Breakdown.
Rasoiye.
Rasoiye. This is the subject of the sentence, meaning, chef. It is in the singular and nominative case.
Ne.
Ni. This is a grammatical particle that marks the subject in Punjabi. It is used after the subject when the verb is in the past tense.
Masale.
Mazale. This is the object of the sentence, meaning, spices. It is in the plural and accusative case.
Mila.
Mila. This is the verb meaning, mix. It is in the past tense, singular, and third person form.
Did.
This is a past participle of the verb, to give, and implies the action of, mixing, is complete. Key concepts. Punjabi has a subject-verb-object-word order, similar to English. Verbs in Punjabi change depending on the tense, person, and number. Punjabi uses postpositions, like
ne.
To mark grammatical functions like the subject. English. The chef mixes the spices. Punjabi.
Rasoiye ne masale mila dete.
The next word is element. English. The element of surprise is important in a good story. Punjabi.
Vadiya kahani vich herani wala tatma hatava puran huda hai.
Breakdown.
Vadiya.
Vadhiya, good, excellent.
Kahani.
Kahani, story.
Vich.
Vich, in, within, indicates location.
Herani.
Herani, surprise.
Wala.
Wala, suffix used to denote, having, related to, or, possessing, the preceding noun. In this case, it implies, having surprise.
Tat.
Tat, element, component, factor.
Mahatavapuran.
Mahatavapurna, important.
Hudahe.
Hundahai is present tense, masculine singular. Key concepts. Word order. Punjabi follows a subject-object-verb structure, similar to English. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions like which, to indicate location, similar to how English uses prepositions. Suffixes. Suffixes like wala are common in Punjabi to modify nouns and verbs, adding nuance to the meaning. Gender agreement. Verbs in Punjabi agree in gender and number with their subjects. In this case, huda hai. Hunda hai is the masculine singular form of is. The next word is effective. English. This medicine is very effective. Punjabi. A dash ti bahata sa da hai. Breakdown. A. This. Dash ti. Medicine. Bahat. Very. Sa da. Effective. Hai. Is. Key concept. The word asana is an adjective describing the quality of the medicine. It literally means effect-giving and implies that the medicine is potent and will produce the desired results. English. This medicine is very effective. Punjabi. A-t-bahat asana hai. The next word is correct. English. He corrected the mistake. Punjabi. Asni galti sadhari. Breakdown. Asni. He/she/it, pronoun, third person singular, masculine. Galti. Mistake, noun, feminine. Sadhari. Corrected, verb, past tense, feminine. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, nouns and adjectives have gender, masculine or feminine. Verbs also agree with the subject in gender. Here, Galti is feminine, so the verb Sadhari is also feminine. Translation. He corrected the mistake. The next word is medical. English. He is a medical student. Punjabi.
Uhik medical vidyarthi hai.
Breakdown. He/she/it.
Ik.
One, a, an.
Medical.
Medical. Medical.
Vidyarthi.
Vidyarthi. Student.
Hai.
Is. The Punjabi sentence uses the hai. Is verb to be in the present tense. It is a simple sentence that clearly states that the subject. He/she/it is a medical student. English. He is a medical student. Punjabi.
Uhik medical vidyarthi hai.
The next word is admit. English. He admits that he made a mistake. Punjabi.
Asni maan laya ki asni galti kaadi ti.
Breakdown.
Asni.
He. Subject pronoun. Plus.
Ni.
Past tense marker. This is a common way to form the past tense in Punjabi.
Maan laya.
Admitted. Verb. The verb is in the past tense.
Ki.
That. Conjunction.
Asni.
He. Subject pronoun. Plus.
Ni.
Past tense marker.
Galti ka diti.
Made a mistake. Verb. The verb is in the past tense. Key concepts. Past tense. Punjabi uses a variety of markers to indicate the past tense, including
the
and
layer.
Subject verb agreement. The subject and verb must agree in number and gender in Punjabi, as they do in English. Conjunctions. Punjabi uses conjunctions like
ki,
that, to connect clauses and phrases. Translation. He admits that he made a mistake. The next word is beat. English. The drum beat loudly. Punjabi.
Drawl. Dej. Vajada. See.
Breakdown.
Drawl.
Dull drum.
Dej.
Tej. Loudly, fast, strong.
Vajada.
Vajda, beating, present continuous tense.
See.
See, was, past tense. This sentence uses the present continuous tense to describe the action of the drum beating. The word
dej.
Tej modifies the verb
vajada.
Vajda, to indicate how the drum is beating. The past tense marker.
See.
See, places the action in the past. English. The drum beat loudly. Punjabi.
Drawl. Dej. Vajada. See.
The next word is telephone. English. I called my mother on the telephone. Punjabi.
Main phone te apni maa nu phone kita.
Breakdown.
Main
means I.
Quran
means telephone.
De
means on, used to indicate the telephone.
Apni
means my, possessive pronoun for mother.
Ma
means mother.
Nu
means to, object marker used with verbs.
Quran
means phone, verb, to call.
Kita
means did, past tense of the verb.
Karana
to do. The sentence uses a combination of the noun
Quran
as a telephone and as a verb to call. It also utilizes the object marker
nu
to connect the verb
Quran
with the object
ma.
This sentence demonstrates how a single Punjabi word
Quran
can act as both a noun and verb, making the language efficient and expressive. This is a common feature of Punjabi grammar, which is agglutinative, allowing for multiple meanings within a single word or phrase. The next word is copy. English. He copied the assignment from his friend. Punjabi.
Usane apane dosat bohifasaina mat.
Knuckle.
Kiti.
Breakdown.
Usane.
He slash she slash it, subject pronoun.
Apane.
His or her slash its, possessive pronoun.
Dosat.
Friend, noun.
Bo.
From, post position.
E.
This, demonstrative pronoun.
Assignment.
Assignment, noun.
Knuckle.
Copied, past tense verb.
Kiti.
Did slash made, past tense auxiliary verb. Key concepts. The sentence uses the past tense to indicate that the action of copying has already happened. The word
knuckle
is a noun, but it is used as a verb in this sentence. This is a common phenomenon in Punjabi, where nouns can be used as verbs depending on the context. English. He copied the assignment from his friend. Punjabi.
Usane apane dosat bohifasaina mat knuckle kiti.
The next word is committee. English. The committee decided to postpone the meeting. Punjabi. Committee ne meeting mulatavi karanda paisala kita. Breakdown. Committee. Came a kdi macron. Committee. Ne. Ni. Has used in conjunction with a subject in the plural form. Meeting. My a kiki chedi I a kiki chadik ji. Meeting. Mulatavi. Mulatavi. To postpone. Karan. Karan. To do. The. Na. Of, used to denote possession or association. Pesala. Faisala. Decision. Kita. Kita. Did. Key concepts. The use of the word. Ne. Ni. After a subject in the plural form like. Committee. Came a kiki I macron. Indicates that the subject is performing the action. The word. The. Da. Is used to indicate possession or association and is often used after nouns. English. The committee decided to postpone the meeting. Punjabi. Committee ne meeting mulatavi karanda paisala kita.